Activist groups are planning to ask Utah's State Air Quality Board to support a complete ban on wood burning in Utah's urban counties. Wood burning is already prohibited on red air quality days when winter inversions trap stagnant air in the valleys of the Wasatch Front. But research published earlier this year by University of Utah researcher Carrie Kelly shows wood smoke is a bigger contributor to the ultrafine PM2.5 particles than previously known. She analyzed samples taken in Linden, Bountiful, and at Hawthorne Elementary School in Salt Lake City.
What we found at Hawthorne was that wood burning and cooking, because I can't resolve those two things, those two sources together are roughly the equivalent of gasoline-fueled vehicles. So that's pretty significant.
Because she's a member of the Air Quality Board, Kelly isn't making a policy recommendation. But Dr. Brian Mensch with Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment says the board could endorse the idea of a year-round wood-burning ban. Then local governments and the legislature could act on that. Mensch says wood-burning is most harmful to people who use stoves and fireplaces in their homes and to their close neighbors, but it affects the broader community as well. Dan Bomas, KUER News.